927 4CC. Morning to the State Member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, Butch.
Yeah, g'day, Hamo. How are you, mate?
Good. It's been a pretty busy week for you in State of Origin game, but you went last night, didn't you?
I did. I managed to get down. I've been down in Brizzy here for work, so managed to get myself a ticket, which was really good, and particularly if you won, it was really, really good.
Mate, how good was that Queensland crowd? How loud were they? I could hear them screaming over the TV last night. But there was a lot of New South Welshmen there.
Yeah, there was, Hamo. It was actually a bit bizarre. It was probably one of the most New South Wales crowds I've ever been to in all the years I've been going to State of Origins. They were very boisterous last night, but unfortunately for them, it didn't work. So we got the win, which was great.
I wouldn't say unfortunately for them. I'd say fortunately for us.
That's right.
That's the way I'd put it.
The boys certainly showed their true Queensland spirit and got over the line. It was really deep.
What a game. What an absolute game. Mate, quickly, with the footy, NRL, I know Southeast Corner is getting a lot of the games, but there's been a huge call, and I know Matt Burnett's in favour of this and trying to get it sort of past the line, to get some of those games up here to Central Queensland and to regional centres. How much of a great PR experience that would be for the NRL if they did that?
Oh, absolutely fabulous. And we know we did it last year, when the Commonwealth Games were on. We hosted a game in Gladstone, so the Titans versus Manly Sea Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
It shows we can do it. We fed 8,000 people into Marley Brown Oval.
Yep.
And it was an absolute spectacle. You know, it was a fantastic day for everyone. And both of the teams said if they got offered to come back to Gladstone again, they would. So, last night I had a great opportunity to talk to Kate Jones, who's a commissioner now on the with the NRL.
Yes.
Bruce Hatcher was there, who will be in Gladstone on Saturday for the local country round in Gladstone.
Yep.
So certainly, made sure that they heard loud and clear that, you know, we've done it before and we're more than willing to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be, I said to them, well, why don't we do it as a combined thing with a game in Rocky on one of the days and a game in Gladstone on the next. So a double-header type setup for Central Queensland. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, let's hope we get some good news out of that. Still on footy. Now we got the CQ Capras playing at Marley Brown Oval on the weekend.
Yeah, mate. It's a weekend. Once a year, they do what's called a country round. So they bring all of the games to regional Queensland. So I was talking to Bruce Hatcher last night, and he was telling me he's going out to Quilpie to go and watch a game out there. He's coming to Gladstone, Bruce Hatcher, but Rob Moore, the manager, is heading out to Quilpie.
Yep.
So they're all over. But we got the East Tigers coming to Gladstone to play the mighty Capras.
Yes.
It's a great opportunity for people that, they don't come to Gladstone too often. So, yeah, if you're hanging around on Sunday afternoon, come on out to the Marley Brown Oval and watch the mighty Capras play East. It should be good enough.
All right, nice. Mate, 20K boost for support services. You were at the opening for that, for Act for Kids?
Yeah, we opened that, I think, last year or the year before. It was it's a place for kids, you know, that go through domestic and family violence and sexual abuse and all that sort of stuff. So there was a bit of a story yesterday from the Gladstone Ports Corporation who were putting another $20,000 in to make sure that the services keep coming to Gladstone. We know that it's vitally important. Governments support it, but it's always good to get that corporate backing just to make it that little bit extra and reach a little bit further. So, yeah, well done to the Gladstone Port. It's these days with the drugs and all of the violence that's out there, this is an absolutely fantastic service that we're doing at Gladstone.
Mm. Yep. And somebody new on the water board.
Yeah, good young local guy. I wouldn't call him young, but he's Pete Masters, as most people know, who was a councillor and retired at the last election. He's gone on to the Gladstone Area Water Board, and we know how important having local representation on these boards is, so on these government and corporations. So it was good to have him put his name forward, and now, he sits on the board with Maxine Bruce from Gladstone, who's the chair, which is a good combo.
Mm. All right. Mm. Butch, thank you, mate, for your time. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Yeah, no drama, Hamo, and have a good weekend coming up.